Among Democrats in Congress, there is widespread skepticism about increasing troop levels in Iraq. And some, Senator Edward Kennedy and Representative Ed Markey, both of Massachusetts, want there to be a debate and a vote on authorizing the president's new strategy. In other words, an opportunity for congressional critics to block it, or at least to put their opposition to it on the record. One member who is working with Senator Kennedy on blocking a troop increase is Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey, a Democrat who sits on foreign relations. Thank you very much for joining us.
Great to be with you.
I'd like to ask you, since President Bush is not likely to say anything that you agree with about what should happen right now in Iraq, if he were to say something, if the president were to make a speech tonight that would express what you think the United States should be doing in Iraq right now, what would he say?
Well, certainly if the president talks about a diplomatic escalation versus a military escalation, I would be one that would not only have call for that, but would compliment him for doing so. But the reality is that it is a political solution that needs to be achieved in Iraq, and that takes greater diplomacy than what we are achieving today, and that a military solution is not in the cards in terms of achieving success in Iraq. So I would applaud that if that was the focus of his effort.
What should the president say about the troops who are now in Iraq, who are presently headed there, say?
Well, I certainly do not believe that an escalation is appropriate. The transition over a period of time and sending a clear message to the Iraqis that we intend to have such a transition is the most powerful catalyst that we can have for them to make the hard choices, decisions necessary.
But answer this question. The Iraqis have, they have an embassy here. They follow the news. They surely know what the polls in the United States say and what the elections results in November were. They understand that there's been a precipitous drop in support for the policy of remaining in Iraq, and it doesn't seem to have accelerated progress toward a grand political solution in Baghdad. Perhaps they're not capable of making that deal, even if they think the U.S. is leaving.
Well, we should come to that conclusion. The president continues to tell us that they are capable of that deal, and it seems to me that the president's course could be likened to an enabler.
Is your position that by telling the Iraqis that they ought to be on their own shortly, there is a greater chance of the Iraqi government succeeding in becoming strong, able to govern, sustain, and defend the country? Or is it that this is a failed policy, the U.S. should get out, and frankly, it's the Iraqis' problem if they can't do that? That's not what you're interested in right now.
No, it's the former, that I strongly believe to the extent that it is possible for a government of national unity to be achieved and the Iraqis to have success, there are hard choices they must make. For example, when General Pace, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says, we have to get the Iraqis to love their children more than they hate their neighbors, that probably is a very strong truism. However, it cannot be achieved through military might. That's about reconciliation. That is about power sharing. Those hard choices and compromises will only come about if the Iraqis know that it's time to stop juggling for power and influence and time to come to the conclusions necessary for a successful
government. So you're saying fewer U.S. troops rather than more would not only make things better for Americans, you think it would actually improve the situation for Iraqis?
It would make them make the hard choices necessary that could improve the situation for
Senator
Iraqis.
Senator Menendez, thank you very much
thank
for
you.
Talking with us today. That's Senator Robert Menendez, Democrat of New Jersey, who is a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.